baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and you fill in the blank. Summer and Chevy go together like road trips and sunshine. Check out the full line of Chevy SUVs and trucks at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
But first, let's do speed jokes. Our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Joke of the week number one.
Andy, a new virus is making people forget 80s rock bands.
What's the cure?
That's the problem, Andy. No one remembers.
Gosh, so these people are in dire straits.
Yes.
What are talking heads saying about it on TV?
No one remembers, Andy. I think I'll have to call the police.
The who?
Oh, no, Andy, don't tell me. Have you been around a scorpion or foreigner?
Yes.
Then we may have to take you to Rush.
Funny thing is, John, I used to have total recall.
Hope you're enjoying speed jokes today. We're getting close to the end. Appreciate if you'd continue to listen. Well, Andy, that could be your kiss of death.
Well, I think my twisted sister had the same disease, but don't worry, she's a survivor.
Aha! And then we played a song from them. I don't know how many there were. We should have made a contest out of how many of those can you count or catch. In fact, we have one more batch of those a little later on. But right now, here's joke of the week number two. Andy, I landed a part in a community theater production about life in a bakery.
Are you the star?
I wouldn't say I was the star, but I did play a big role. Speaking of bakery jokes, number three. Actually, I really did go to a bakery this weekend. They said they weren't making shortbread any longer. So, tip of the hat to our friend Dave Bennett, whose favorite joke like that was about the yardstick. Certainly was. Can't wait to hear Dave Bennett from that fancy new Northwestern Stadium. Have you seen the press coverage of that? Wow. Okay, joke of the week number four. So, naked hiking apparently means no GPS, no music, no phone distractions. Really wish someone would have clarified that to me sooner. Here is number five. Hey, does anyone know how I can tell if I have the everyday Taco Bell diarrhea or the Taco Bell cyclospor? Steve made us stop. Number six. I looked up the word obfuscate in the dictionary.
Did you find it?
Yeah, but the definition was confusing and misleading. All of the things we've asked Andy and Dave to do over the years, this will be one I'll always remember. Number seven. Oh, hey, Steve, did I send you the jokes?
You did not.
Oh, this is tough because Andy's going to portray a hermit crab working in middle management.
Okay.
And I will star as his boss. Can you wing it? That'd be a hermit crab in middle management.
Go. In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a hermit crab in middle management, and John Williams will star as his supervisor.
We'd like you to take this new position.
But this isn't a promotion.
No, we'd like you to make a sideways move. A lot of work to get that in, but I know you're really glad we made the effort. No, I am too, John. And Andy Mazur is a hermit. Wait till you hear him as a belly button later in today's show. Okay, let's move on. Joke of the week number eight. Andy, people ask me why I eat so much ice cream, and I tell them I have this rare condition where my body does not create its own ice cream, so I have to supplement. Joke of the week number nine. Andy, I read that bourbon is actually good for you.
Where'd you hear that?
Whiskeypedia.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Yeah, just go there. How about number 10?
Hey, John, I saw on the news today that someone else now got bitten by a shark.
I don't get it, Andy. Don't they hear the music? Here's number 11. I hate to say this, but this Monday starts Diarrhea Awareness Week, runs till Friday. John, nobody wants to hear those kind of jokes. Nobody vote for that one. Good Lord. How did that get in there? Here's number 12.
You got to follow that.
And the following scene, Andy Mazur, in a silent role, will portray a police officer's belly button, and John Williams will star as the rest of the officer.
You're under a vest. Andy Mazur is a police officer's belly button. I felt like I was there. Okay, here's number 13.
How many college football players, John, does it take to screw in a light bulb? The whole team, and they get a whole semester's credit for it.
How many Freudians does it take to change a light bulb? Two. One to change the bulb and another to hold the penis. Ladder.
John, how many surrealists does it take to change a light bulb? Bicycle.
How many South Americans does it take to screw in a light bulb? A Brazilian. Here's our final joke of the week. Hey, Andy, yesterday I said there's a new virus that makes people forget the names of 80s rock bands.
Yeah, I wondered if there was a remedy, and you said that no one remembers the cure.
Right.
And that people were in dire straits.
Well, the virus is mutated, Andy, and now people cannot remember 70s bands either.
Really?
Yes. And not just super tramps, but even regular folks here in Chicago.
Yeah, and I suppose in people in Kansas and Boston and Alabama, too.
Really, all of America.
Well, what's the genesis of this?
The genesis of this? Well, Andy, doctors say first you get deep purple spots on your shins. You can't even kneel down.
Does this just affect old people?
No, you can't kneel young either.
I wouldn't want to live with that.
No, you would just be grateful dead.
Jeez, this is giving me the heebie-jeebies.
My advice, Andy, is to get out of town.
Well, should I take the L?
No, Andy. You should take the cars! Then we crank some cars music. I think I counted 11 there, Andy. Were you keeping score?
Yeah, I was not, but I trust you on that. It only seemed like 100.
I think I counted 15.
Good for me. All right, what was the joke of the week, Steve Alexander? You were paying close attention. What
yeah,
have you got?
I'm going with a combo of number 1 and number 14, both of the music jokes.
80s bands, 70s bands. Kim, what made you smile today?
Being here with you.
Okay, Kim's not playing.
Good answer.
John, you're my joke of the week. Andy.
Can I go with that one too?
No, you okay. cannot. I am not one of the jokes
okay.
of the week.
Okay, I agree with Steve completely. It's hard to differentiate between the 80s and the 70s jokes. They're all very good.
I'll go with the 70s bands as well, so that would be 3. Producer Pete, what are you going to say?
Shortbread any longer.
They're not making shortbread any longer. Still, the 70s bands got 3 of the 5 votes, if you will, which means the person that came up with that will get a coveted Speedbooks coffee mug, and that's me. Hooray!
Good work.
Also, and to the listener named Floyd in Crown Point, Indiana. Floyd in Crown Point, we are sending you a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.